So now it's time to bring in the head coach of the Raiders, and that is Dennis Allen joining me, Jason Ross, here on 1140 The Fan. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing great. Congratulations on the win. And, you know, hey, anybody will take any win, and you guys, how much did you need that just to break a six-game losing streak, to play well, to get a victory, to just feel better about yourselves?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think anytime you get a chance to win in this league, it's an accomplishment. And I think our guys have worked extremely hard to finally get rewarded for that. I think, builds a lot of confidence for our players.
So I'm at the game yesterday watching you guys, and three things jump out to me, and I want to see which you were most pleased with. I know you wanted to run the ball. You had nearly two 100-yard rushers. You did get one in McFadden. You get a shutout, which is something your team and the organization hasn't had in 10 years. And really, you guys were pretty mistake-free. So between being mistake-free, getting a defensive shutout, and getting back on the ground game, which of those pleased you the most?
Well, I think I'm gonna take all three of them. and that's what we've got to be able to do. I mean, to not beat ourselves was critical in that game. We knew going into the game that we were going to have to stop the run on defense. And then I thought, our ability to run the ball and maintain time of possession. We had almost 40 minutes time of possession in that football game. And you're going to win a lot of games when you have, 40 minutes of time of possession. The opponents only have 20.
Yeah, and Coach, how much of this, I want to give you guys as a coaching staff credit for game planning, because here's Jamaal Charles, who leads the AFC in rushing, has been lighting everybody up. You guys have had some running issues defensively, and yet first time, I think it was 5 carries, 4 yards. Yesterday, something like 10 carries for 9 yards. So what do you credit your defense's success against Jamaal Charles?
I think it's all about the players, understanding what they got to do. And at the end of the day, it was about our players, being able to use their hands and get off blocks and make plays. And that's what this game's about. I mean, players making plays. And they, our defensive guys were able to do that yesterday in stopping them in their running game.
How about your running game? To get McFadden loose, third time he's gone over 100. You've won all three of those. And Goodson was right there. It looked like you guys had a really good balance between those two.
Yeah, no, I think those guys complemented each other pretty well in the game the other day. And I think when we're able to, kind of balance up the play count a little bit between Goody and Darren, I think that helps both those backs to stay fresh. And when you can just keep pounding one back after the other at a defense, it begins to wear them down. And I think you saw that yesterday.
Going in, I know you had a game plan. How much of it, if any, was affected based on, I know Carson Palmer very much under the weather, Terrell Pryor was under the, I mean, you guys had guys that just really physically weren't feeling very well. Did that affect anything yesterday?
Well, I think a lot of things, as you get into the game, you have to play the game out as the game unfolds. Obviously with Carson being under the weather, I thought he was I thought that was impressive, how he went out, because he was not feeling good at all. And for him to go out and compete and play the way that he did and manage the game was big. But I think our ability to run the football in that game was critical, especially since Carson wasn't feeling very well. And he probably wasn't quite as sharp as he normally would be. But our other guys being able to step up. I thought our offensive line did a great job in the game of not only run blocking, but also protecting in the passing game.
Yeah, it looked really both sides that you guys really controlled the line of scrimmage. Now, we saw just a brief taste. Third series, you bring in Terrell Pryor. Ends up being a three and out, a couple of handoffs, and an incomplete pass. Was that just kind of by design? You wanted to give him that series, and whether it was a 10-play drive or a 3-play drive, kind of take us through that decision.
Well, the plan was to get him in the first series of the second quarter and just let the series play out and then based on how that went, that would determine, whether we used him any more in the rest of the game. So, it was a three and out series, but it was good for him to get into the football game, into an NFL game for the first time in the regular season. He took a few snaps. Hopefully he'll learn from a couple of things that went on in that football game, in those four plays that he was in there. We'll see what we have in store for him the rest of the season.
Yeah, with the road games coming up in Carolina, and then you finish it out in San Diego. As far as a defensive guy, that's kind of your background. How much I mean, is a shutout a big deal? You want the win, but I mean, defense, how big is that just to see zero on the scoreboard?
Well, I mean, obviously the biggest thing is to get the win, but I think anytime you're able to shut anybody out in this league, it's a huge accomplishment. It's the first time it's been done in the Raiders organization in 10 years, and so, you know, I think that was big for the confidence of our defense. But, you know, the big thing for us is that we got to understand, we got to be able to, we've shown that we can do it. Now we've got to be able to continue to do it on a consistent basis.
All right, we've got on our poll from the Facebook page, 1140 The Fan's Play of the Week. We had some good candidates. Yosilo Hanson's interception. You had a couple of fourth down stops, in fact, three in the game. Tommy Kelly sack, but the runaway winner, coach, is Seabass's 57-yarder before the half. He ends up with all your points, five field goals. Again, this guy is such a weapon, and I'm sure you have the utmost confidence whenever you're bringing him out there.
No, absolutely. I mean, it makes you feel good to know that, you know, once you cross a 50 that you're in scoring range. And I thought our offense did a great job in a backed-up situation with limited time on the clock, with three timeouts, to be able to move the ball down the field, to be able to get the completion to Brandon Myers and get out of bounds and have enough time on the clock to set ourselves up to kick that 57-yarder. And we feel very confident that, you know, anything under 60 yards, we feel very confident that Seabass is going to put it through.
All right, one more for you here from via the Twitter. You can ask the coach a question every week that we end up asking on the show. And the one we've selected was this one from Through the Raiders on Twitter. It says, three things that you will address before the draft and or training camp. So kind of when the season ends, what are some of your targets to help get this team playing better next year?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, we got to look from a personnel standpoint of what we need to do and where we need to improve and what positions we need to improve on. I think schematically we'll look at what we're doing and if there's things that we can do to help put our players in a better position. And then, you know, we got to make sure that we got the right type of football players, the right type of guys that are going to fit the things that we want to do. I mean, we're looking for tough, smart, disciplined football players that love to play the game and are in it in a team fashion, and that's what we're looking for. And I think as we continue to build and continue to move forward, we're finding more and more of those guys.
All right, and then last thing, Coach, you guys hit the road in Carolina. Is a lot of the game plan zeroed in on trying to contain Cam Newton?
Well, obviously, I think he's a big part of their football team. I think he leads their team in rushing and passing. He's an outstanding football player, and we're going to have our work cut out for us to try to try to slow him down.
All right, Coach, thanks for the time. Congratulations on the win, and happy holidays to you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Happy holidays to you.
All right, that's head coach Dennis Allen.